We hear that account again in the first reading, book of Exodus, the dividing of the Red Sea and passing through it. It's been long seen as an image, a foreshadowing of the sacrament of holy baptism, in which we pass through the water and sin, just like the chariots and charioteers and all the Egyptians, is washed away, it's destroyed, and new life is given. That God has used water over and over and over again to save his people. Noah, the great flood, the River Jordan, Jesus being baptized there, the Egyptians passing through the water, and baptism, one of the oldest prayers that we have actually in the church, that has been unaltered, is actually the prayer over water, that we pray it for baptism, but also to bless water. It goes all the way back, and it recalls over and over and over all these times that God used water, and then we just simply ask him to use water again to save his people. And literally, billions of people have been saved through water and the Holy Spirit. So each time we bless ourselves and touch that water, not to just do it out of habit, not even realizing what we're doing, but reminding ourselves that we've been saved through baptism. And every time we use holy water in faith, it draws us closer to God, reminds us of him, and it drives away evil. It still destroys evil. It washes it away as it did in the flood and as it did to the Egyptians. Every time, it drives away the evil one. One of my favorite statues, holy water fonts, is in St. Paul's Outside the Walls, a church in Rome, where it's this huge holy water font that you have to reach. It's high up. You can't just put your hand in it. You have to want it. And it's held up. It's made out of brass, bronze. And it's held up by this little boy who's trying to reach it. And he can't reach it either. And so to reach it, he's stepping on the devil's head in order to reach the holy water. And as you bless yourself, water invariably sprinkles on the head of Satan, which drives him away. He's all mad. He's got a fist being driven down as this little boy is just simply reaching up to get his holy water. So reach up, get your holy water. Be reminded that we've been saved by God, that we are his children, and trust that every time it drives away the evil one.